The Scenic Drive with Rion.
With us tonight, a man who has run his fair share of deserts.
Goodness.
Can you believe it? So he's always been intrigued by deserts. I have no idea why, so we want to call him in and find out what is wrong with him. His name is David Barnard. Hello, David.
Hi, Rion.
David, so tell doctor, what went wrong in your childhood that you ended up running through deserts? What are you trying to get away from, Tim?
Many things, but at least I do it for a good cause. So I'm not a runner. I'm not built like a runner. If you weigh almost 100 kgs, you shouldn't be running, at least not long distances.
But, Definitely not.
Lost a bet against my wife way back in on the 16th of December 1999.
What bet was this now?
Basically, you're not doing anything, so I said, okay, fine, I'll go and run the comrades.
Okay, all right.
And only the next day when I tried running around the block, I realized what I was in for. And fortunately enough, in 2000, because I expected so many runners to do comrades that year, they added the extra hour, which is now standard 12 hours, but in those days it was 11 hours.
Yeah.
So I finished that comrades with 11 minutes to go, and I thought I was dead. But then that bugger came to sit on my shoulder, so I went back for two more years, finished it, but doing the same thing is just not me. So for 7-8 years, I never ran again, not even around the block.
And then your wife came along again.
No, not quite. But basically 10 years later, in 2009, I saw this television program about people running through the Kalahari Desert, 250 k's in 6 days.
What TV show was that?
It was one of the Super Sport highlights programs.
Mesa Hard Diri Kalahari.
Hard Diri Kalahari.
And this is not Khoisan people, it's not.
They look like us.
Okay.
But they may be not the same as us. But I was intrigued by the concept. Not only so much the running, but to do it self-sufficient over 6 days. In those days, if you ran a comrade, people said for 2 or 3 months, you shouldn't be running again. Here you have people running 4 marathons, consecutive marathons, and on day 5, they run the equivalent to a comrade's marathon. And it can be done. And I was intrigued by it, and I decided to... In those days, I was still working for a big South African NGO, and I thought one and one makes two. Let me try and do that, and we use it to raise money. And obviously, as I say, you know, the rest is history.
Yeah, my liver, David. Daar is ander maniere ook hoe mens kan geld insaam.
Daar is
beskuitbak, daar is blikskit, daar is selfs 'n collectebord omstuur. Wat de hel?
Nee, dit is so, maar ek dink in vandagse tye, extreme sport het nog wel 'n sekere appeal vir individuele fundraising. En ek noem dit 'n competitive sport, want weet, as ek nou 'n marathon hardloop, die volgende ou hardloop 2 marathons, of jy het net 'n grap gemaak oor Kilimanjaro, die volgende ou klim Everest. So, jy moet, weet, altyd iets ergers, iets hoër, iets verders doen, om daai tipe van attractie en aandag te trek.
So just once again, Lally, because I'm looking at the facts and I'm not believing my eyes here in front of me. All right, so David, you run through deserts and it's about plus minus 250 kilometers each race.
Yes.
And you've done 9 of these races.
Yeah.
9 different deserts.
Yep.
Including the Sahara Desert.
He's like...
And he looks... He still looks fine, doesn't he?
And he looks at you like, what are you on about?
So you run into the desert with a backpack. You just keep on running.
No. It's organized. It's organized. So there's a set distance every day.
Yeah.
So there's a campsite at the end of every day. So
is that a tow of a thing that you would
call? No, it's more vlaggies of palkies. So that's a route of an art. As you natuurlijk verdwaal in hierdie goed, dan is dit extra erg, want is ver genoeg om nie te verdwaal nie. Maar die groot uitdaging is, weet, alles wat jy nodig het, anders as die tent waarin jy slaap en die water wat jy drink, moet jy op jou rug saamdra. So dis een ding die afstand te hardloop, maar dis die gewig op jou rug wat jou half dood maak die meeste van die tyd.
As you run, you sometimes see the skeletons of previous competitors along the way.
Not quite, but talking about the Sahara Desert, we were when I did that race way back in 2011. We were very fortunate to be taken through what is called the Valley of the Whales, which is basically a whale's graveyard in the middle of the Sahara Desert, millions and millions of years old, when that was still an ocean. It's remarkable to see whales' skeletons in the middle of the Sahara Desert.
Incredible is that. The Scenic Drive with Rion.